Morning, Steph.
Morning. Well, as you know, I was up at Big Sound last week, so I thought I'd start off with a band I saw there who call themselves Mermaidens. They're a three-piece out of Wellington, New Zealand, who have released their third album, Look Me in the Eye, through the inimitable Flying Nun Records. Where their previous work was a bit more sun-soaked and sitting in that psych pop world, they worked on exploring fresh and often more confronting sounds on this one. You've got co-front women and co-lead vocalists, Lily West and Gussie Larkin, ripping through some really meaty melodies here. And their voices make up such a powerful part of the album. Like on this song, on this song, She's Running by Mermaidens.
I've heard a couple of the singles that they have out. They are very different. I'll give them that. They're very cool.
Beautiful stuff from Mermaidens there. Their new album is called Look Me in the Eye.
And what else have we got?
So we're going to move down to Melbourne. We've got The Hunter Express, who's put out their second album, Should Have Come on Sunday. This album is reflective, emotive, and draws generously from alt folk. The band was first formed in 2016 by singer-songwriter Brad Ellis, and he has a really beautiful way of storytelling. And on this record, you know, he looks at suburban Australian life, his mental health, family, love, loss, and death. There's some really delicate guitar melodies that run through these songs, as well as a warm harmonica as well, and some gently rolling drums that are subtle but also keep things driving. And this one here is now The Hunter Express. This one is a title track, Should Have Come on Sunday. Where should we take it from here? I said, where should we take it? What's it all really mean? Are you all everything I want you to be? Are you all that I'm willing to believe?
It does just quintessentially sound like Melbourne at the same time, though. If you played me that and had to guess which city in Australia he was out of, I think you could pick it.
Yeah, that's Hunter Express for you. And his album, Should Have Come on Sunday, is out now.
And what's taking us out this morning?
We're going to finish off with Sydney's Julia Wiley, the leading force behind Julia Y, which returns with a second album, Hysteria. And what she set out to do is reframe the weight of that word and wear it as a badge of honour. Julia wrote half of the record during the throes of mania and the other half during the lows of depression. The album traces this personal journey through toxic breakups, epic breakdowns, #MeToo, and the Australian political landscape. There's a weight, a density to these songs, but all the same, it remains gloriously lush with some sparkling vocals and beautifully chiming guitars as well. So we'll take it out with Julia Y and this song from her called Discount Fragile.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank you.